Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 66, Hydration Systems. I love it when Mojo for Running listeners go to the Facebook page and ask questions because it often brings up topics that are great for future podcast episodes. A few weeks ago, Ray Miller asked about hydration systems. Specifically, he wanted to know what I recommend for carrying water on long runs. This is an excellent question because any runner who is going to run more than an hour is going to need to carry water more often than not. Where I live, we're lucky to have a couple of locations where we can go for long runs where there are water kiosks every couple of miles, and that's outstanding because it's really great to not have to carry water with us. However, any time we're running off-road in the woods, hydration planning is critical. In most cases, you'll need to carry it, and we'll talk about those options in a minute. But the one other option is to leave water drops along your planned route. If you plan your long run through the city or suburbs, you can drive around in your car and leave water drops along the route. One huge benefit of running with a club is that if there are no water fountains along the route, a designated club member will usually put out enough water at various spots for everyone in the group. This is hugely valuable for long runs, and it's one of the big reasons why I recommend everybody belong to a run club. If you're running in the woods, it's sometimes still possible to leave drops, particularly if you have access to roads that cross the trail. If that's not possible, then carrying hydration is, of course, essential. There are three basic options. The first one is a belt. The second one is handhelds. And the third one would be a hydration pack. First, let's talk about handhelds. This is as basic as you can get, and that is certainly an attraction. They come in various sizes up to about 22 ounces, but obviously cannot provide as much water for a long, unsupported run as a backpack. Even with a bottle in each hand, handhelds cannot approach the capacity of a backpack bladder that can hold as much as 70 ounces. You can carry one or two handhelds for a great number of possibilities. However, it's important to consider that a large bottle carried in the hand is a heavy weight to carry for a 100-pound woman compared to a 200-pound man. Just something to consider. And also, anything carried at the end of one of your limbs, your arm, has a greater impact on your form and has a greater, on the physics than if you have it carried against your torso, like is the case with a pack. Some handhelds are ergonomic. In fact, I think most of them are. So you want to look at several models to see which fits your hand best. They usually have a pocket for carrying keys or phone or gels, and some have two pockets. But consider that anything you carry is also adding weight. Something like your phone is going to add a lot of weight. Also, evaluate the ease of operation of the mouthpiece. They're much easier to clean than a bladder, and therefore better for carrying electrolyte drinks. I'm talking about the handheld itself, not the mouthpiece. And you can even carry an electrolyte drink in a handheld, and in one handheld, and then carry water in the other. So you really have a lot more flexibility as far as that goes. Another benefit is that they can easily be refilled at aid stations. If you do run with a single handheld, it's best to get in the habit of switching hands every few miles. One thing to do, for example, in a marathon might be to switch hands every time you pass an aid station or every other mile or something like that. Now let's talk about belts. These also offer great flexibility. They come in two basic styles, a belt with one or two large bottles that are carried in the back, or a belt with two to four smaller bottles that are spaced around the belt. Most also have one or more pockets to carry gels, keys, etc. One tip I would say is if you want to carry your phone, make sure you take it with you when you go to shop for your belt, because a lot of phones now are getting too big to carry in any of the pockets in the belts. The biggest negative is that some people don't like to carry anything around their waist. Another problem is that it's sometimes hard to keep the straps from slipping while you run. That said, there are plenty of styles made by reliable manufacturers, and at any long race, I see plenty of people wearing these belts. So, clearly, many people find belt models that fit well and that work fine. Now, let's talk about backpacks. These backpacks are specifically designed for runners to carry hydration. They have a removable bladder that you will fill with water. Then there's a tube that runs up over the shoulder and clips to a spot close to your mouth to make it easy to drink without even breaking stride. These come in all sizes and definitely have the potential to carry the most fluid. I wore my first hydration pack when mountain biking 17 years ago. Since that time, they've been re-engineered to be much more comfortable, to be much more durable, to be lighter, and to accommodate more hydration, more fluid. For anyone who doesn't like wearing a belt, backpacks offer a great alternative. A waist belt was my definite preference for running until I tried one of the Nathan hydration packs made for running. That was far more comfortable, and after just one use, I sold my waist belt. One asset of a hydration pack is that many models have much more storage space. For me, besides water, I carry maps, gels, phone, keys, often an extra shirt or jacket, and sometimes insect repellent. There's even room for a hat and sunglasses if I want to carry them. And if we start it before daylight, I'll even need to stow my headlamp after it gets light. Yet my pack is so well designed that it never feels cumbersome. One negative of a pack is that filling the bladder is more difficult than filling bottles. This is affected by the style of the opening, which of course also determines ease of cleaning. From what I've seen, there are two main styles of bladder caps. A flat top that folds and is then secured with a slide clip, that's the kind I have, and a screw top. Both styles seem popular, but each style definitely has its detractors. I've heard people say that they really don't like the slide clip, and I've heard people say that they really don't like the circular cap. So it just depends on your preference. Sometimes people switch out the bladder that comes with their pack for another style. If you choose to do this, just make sure you check ahead of time to make sure the style bladder you want will work in the pack that you buy. Also, pay close attention to the valve through which water is sipped. You may prefer one style over another. The second negative of bladders is that they're not nearly as easy to clean. It's critical that you empty any remaining water immediately after use and then use one of several methods to make sure it is completely dry, or else, of course, bacteria will grow inside. And that can be nasty. Many hydration pack users have had the unpleasant experience of forgetting to dry their bladder until several days later. It's not a pleasant sight. At this point, more serious cleaning and disinfecting will be required. Do not put anything but water in the bladder. I believe all manufacturers recommend this because it's too hard to clean and even easier for bacteria to grow. This could be a negative if you prefer an electrolyte mix. However, some manufacturers are making packs that have a pocket or even two pockets on the front for you to also carry bottles, providing a way for you to also carry electrolyte drink. Now, about drying. Some bladders have a framework inside, which may make it a bit harder for you to get your hand inside, but the purpose of the framework is to make it easier for you to dry the bladder because the framework will hold it open for drying. So some people really like this, while others do not. Some bladders can be turned inside out and hung to dry. A tip I saw on one manufacturer's site is to keep your bladder in the freezer when not in use because bacteria cannot grow there. I haven't tried this, so I'm not sure it will work for all brands, but I don't know why not. Sounds like a good idea to me. Bottom line, check the manufacturer's instructions and follow those. So that's it. Those are your options. At least those are the options I'm aware of. There might be more. Most of the long distance and ultra runners I know use different gear for different situations. Whatever you do, try running with the bottle or belt or wearing the pack, preferably filled as well as partially filled, to simulate actual use. And, of course, the farther you run wearing it, the more feedback you'll get regarding how well it will work for you. One of the biggest issues, of course, is chafing. Everyone's body is unique, and the ideal solution for you might be a pack that caused severe chafing for someone else. Some packs have adjustable straps. Play around with the adjustments. Ask your friends to borrow their packs or belts to get an idea of what will work for you. If the pack moves around when you wear it, it may just need to be tightened. And be sure to find out the return policy before purchasing. If you do purchase one and later decide you want something else, it's likely you can sell it to someone in your running group. I sold a hydration belt that way. It worked out well for the other runner, and because it was used, I sold it for half the price that I had paid. Definitely a win-win. And here's another tip for small, framed runners. Try out a pack that's made for kids. My daughter is small-framed, just like me, but at 37 years old, she's certainly not a kid, at least not chronologically. She runs trails almost exclusively and always wears a pack if she needs more water than she can carry in a small handheld. She loves her Camelback Mini Mule, which is made for kids, and I've noticed many other women runners using that particular model. So that's an option for smaller runners, and other companies may also make backpacks for kids, hydration packs, so you might want to check that out. I have to say that I would rather wear my hydration pack than even carry one small handheld, but that's just me, and it fits so well that I forget I'm wearing it, so it's never a problem. Mine is a Nathan Intensity, which is several years old now. In an unofficial survey on my running group's Facebook wall, I asked which method of carrying hydration they preferred. Belts were the most popular, handhelds second, and packs third. However, I will say that, like I said before, a lot of people use all three or two of the three, depending on the situation, and people who run for longer distances, I think, are more likely to use packs, although I know there are lots of ultra runners that run 100 miles, and that use handhelds for many of their long training runs. Most people who have evaluated their experience over time have their own rule of thumb, such as carrying a handheld up to a certain distance and then either a pack or a belt for longer distances. A good idea is to always carry a few dollars with you as well. What if you accidentally put down your handheld along the way, or a bottle somehow found its way out of your belt? By the time you discover it's missing, you may be too far to go back for it. If you have money and a convenience store is nearby, you'll be glad you have enough money for a bottle of water. Popular brands are Fuel Belt for hydration belts, Amphipod for handhelds, Nathan makes all three, Camelback I know makes backpacks, I'm not sure, or hydration packs, I'm not sure if they make the other two, and Ultimate Direction. I hope that provides a good overview of the options. If you have comments about this topic, I'd love for you to share them on the Mojo for Running Facebook wall, along with a photo of you wearing or carrying your favorite hydration gear. As always, it's extremely helpful to me if you go to iTunes and leave a star rating and or a review. I really, really appreciate it when you go to the trouble to do that. And about the quote I'm about to share. When I think about carrying hydration, I think about long runs in the woods. When I get dirty and sweaty, when I'm high on endorphins and afterwards revel in that sweet feeling of tired muscles and an exhausted body. It's certainly one of the best feelings in the world, and it always makes me feel like a kid, which I'm sure is immensely good for mental well-being. So here's today's quote. Man is never more human than when he plays. That's by Frederick von Schiller.